Run out of ways to say it. I know your shit too fast. It took like 2-3 days. And I don't rush it either. Little do you know I'm your baby. You just don't see me in that light. But when I get to showing how I'm touching you in private, I can tell that you won't fight it. Oh, homie said you play around. And all our mutual friends, they heard about it. And I see how you did, what's your name? You're so unashamed, but you met your fucking match, no flame. I'ma show you how to keep a good thing going. Oh, it's gotta be out of control. It's gotta be out of control. I could tell how you walking, how that thing set up. One thing about me is I won't let up. Whoa, it's gotta be out of control. You are the phrase, and I'm on my bully and I puff my chest. I'm not one of your little homies or fake friends. I'm not one of them other niggas who take chances. Got way too much to lose in advance. If I say I'ma do it, then I'ma do it my way. Being mature and watch shit just blow up in my face. At the same time, I should've known, because my homie said, my homie said you play around. And all our mutual friends, they heard about it. And I seen how you did, what's your name? You're so unashamed, but you met your fucking match, no flame. I'ma show you how to keep a good thing going. Oh, it's gotta be out of control. It's gotta be out of control. I could tell why you walking, how that thing set up. One thing about me is I won't let up. Whoa, it's gotta be out of control.
Crew Season Podcast. We are back again. This is episode 152,
I think. 152. 152.
OT is in the building. You hear?
What's good?
Y'all know Smooth is in the building. What's crack?
See, man, it's another episode of the Crew Season Podcast, man. How does it feel to be back?
Hate missing
the pause. Like we never left, goddamn me.
Hate missing the pause.
When did we leave?
We never.
Right. That's the wild shit. Even when we gone, you still feel the presence.
Yeah, I'm saying. Still feel the presence.
When did we leave?
Something just my shit. We can't write.
That's real rap. Yeah, nah, man. I feel good to be back. I feel good to be home, man. I've been doing a whole lot of traveling.
Yeah.
A whole lot of running around.
Last 2 weeks, I've been gone.
Yeah. But I'm back home, goddammit, and we back to business. We got some interesting topics today, man. this gonna be a little depth.
Okay.
In this shit. First one, man, they was talking about submission. Mm. Of course, we know it's a trigger word, submission. But it was a woman speaking about it shouldn't be conditional. I'm gonna play this clip, man, get y'all take on it.
The number one question I get in my inbox, what should I do if my man is not worthy of being submitted unto? Now, if he's beating you, if he does not believe in God, if he is in another religion and he is trying to force you to be a Muslim and you're a Christian or a Buddhist and you're a Christian, we're not talking about this. We're talking about God-fearing men that are imperfect. I'm here to let you know, you still gotta submit. You still gotta serve him a plate. You still gotta cook. You still gotta give that thing up and give it up well. You still gotta clean the house. The Bible didn't say submit unto your husband if he is doing all the things you want him to do. It didn't say that. I'm sorry to let you know that, but let me give you some encouragement. The more that you put your eyes and you set your gaze on the Lord and asking him, help me to be content in this position, because God, quite frankly, I feel used. I feel like he is not worthy of me giving this thing to him. He is not worthy of this plate. He is not worthy of me affirming him, and he ain't even asked me how my day is. The more that you begin to have these conversations and you say, Lord, help me to know the beauty of being a servant. You're praying to the number one servant of the world, Jesus. We didn't deserve for Jesus to come and serve us. We didn't deserve for Jesus to heal us. We don't deserve for Jesus to come and free us. We don't deserve for Jesus to come in our marriages and make it right. How do we pay him back? We just do the best that we can do by showing that we honor him, by showing that we appreciate him. And one of those ways that we do that is by fulfilling the responsibility and the role that he gave us as wives.
Submission should not be conditional. It ain't always be, it's not gonna always be good days. Y'all not gonna always like each other. But the mission that you signed up for should still be completed. What's your thoughts on that, man?
You know all that is gibberish when they in it, bro. Come on. Sound good. But when you in it, bro, people don't be thinking about that. They be thinking selfishly. Especially when they start filing for divorce like women do. Women file for divorce more often than men. That's because they thinking about themselves and my happiness and my. This ain't what you signed up. It wasn't my when y'all got married.
Johnny Gill.
You understand me? Hey, yo, you be listening to Johnny Gill all day.
Say Johnny Gill.
For real, man. So, yeah, she right, though. Your submission shouldn't be conditional. Mm-hmm. You should be very selective with who you're going to give your submission to. Because every man ain't worthy of a woman submitting to them. Mm. That's just a fact. But a lot of y'all tend to fall to these men because they talk slick or they got some fly ass clothes on or whatever the hell they got coming with them. But they got the, I always say, integrity. They backbone ain't none of that right with them. And then you waste 5-10 years of your life, baby, 2-3 babies, and then you finally figured out this man ain't worthy. Well, you already destroyed yourself. You can't blame nobody but yourself because you stood in there. He ain't put no gun to your head to make you stay there every day, day in, day out. So, ladies, y'all got to be very selective of who you're going to give your submission to. And then when you find a man worthy, give it all to him. Don't give it to him in pieces. Because you ain't make Randy wait down the street. And I know I'm better than that, nigga.
Real talk, though.
Yeah.
Oh man, do you feel like too many women get caught up in the fairy tale phase of this situation when it comes to marriage and submitting and things of that nature, and that's why they are less willing? What's your thoughts on why submission is so conditional in a lot of women's minds?
Man, it's so many thoughts because it's so many issues that I see. I think one of the main ones is the lack of respect because. Mm-hmm. They feel that they're on an equal playing field with you. So I can't fully respect you. This is what I see. I can't fully respect you because we're seen as equal. You're not above me. Mm. So I'm not easily swayed or I'm not going to easily submit, quote unquote, to you because my weight holds just as much as you do. Mm. So that's kind of what I feel. And it shouldn't be that way because whether we're uneven or not, I mean, we're supposed to be equally yoked, but still, regardless, throughout the relationship, it's going to have ups and downs when people are going to carry more than the other for various reasons, whatever, health reasons, somebody lose their job, you know, you got to take on extra things or you helping somebody out. I mean, it's so many different ways that it can go. And it's just that word, for some reason, it's just like, it's terrifying. Like, because submit to them seems like I'm your slave.
Right.
Right. And it's not. I'm yielding to you for this decision making. I'm yielding. I'm trusting you that you're gonna make the best decision in this moment, or I'm just making things easier for you. So that's why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Men do it all the time, but we don't, you know, I don't, we wouldn't call it submit. It's just doing what we do for our women. And the more you point to him, the more he's able to point to you. It's just, it goes back and forth with each other. And I think that's what a lot of women are missing too, is just the simple fact that they're not willing to pour into that man. Because sometimes that's what he's missing. You trying to figure out what's wrong with that man. And the main thing that's wrong with him is you. You aren't pushing him. You aren't helping him that he, like he thought you may would at the mm-hmm. beginning of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You was all for him at the beginning, but now that things have kind of been rough, or now you having a bad day, then all of a sudden he's supposed to have a bad day or make yours better. Like, no, sometimes you got to check in on that man too, because he's doing, you know, he's trying to problem solve and he's trying to keep you happy all the time. He's trying to do things for his family. He may be the first of his family to be where he's at. So it's a lot of things and options and just, I don't know, it's just a lot be going on with men sometimes. And that's all a lot of men just be missing. It's just that woman who trusts him and say, babe, I got your back. I'm here if you need me. You're doing good. I'm proud of you. I see you working hard. Like, sometimes that's all we need just to get a little kickstart again. But it's like, you, like we always talk about, just climbing up a barbed wire fence just for a woman to even get a thank you from her. Mm. You know, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think movies kind of messed up a lot of people's mindset. Like, if you pay attention to, you know, a lot of the type of movies women watch, rom-coms, things of that nature, right? The movie tends to go off at the end, right, when they get together.
That's it.
Or when the wedding happens, it's typically the credits rolling right after that. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times that's why they're so ready for the wedding, but not necessarily ready for the marriage. Fact is that when you get in that marriage, we ain't going to always like each other. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to always be good days. It ain't going to always be honeymoon stage where we coming home and massaging each other's shoulders. And now, baby, tell me about your day. And just, I'm just here to make it easy because we both going through our own shit at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But the testament of the marriage is, can you navigate all of that and still do what you signed up to do? And that's what she's talking about when we talking about submitting and things of that nature, right? Because if you have a problem with submitting to a man, that would be similar to a man saying, well, you know what? I got a problem taking care of you. Mm. I got a problem covering you. I'm going to just cover you sometimes. Or, you know what? I'm going to only protect you when you do this. Or I'm going to only pay this mortgage when you do that. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see how crazy that sounds? Especially within a marriage. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of women navigate it that way. You see what I'm saying? So I think that kind of just forces them to learn the hard way. And a lot of times they'll burn up a marriage in the process of learning that lesson, man. It you know, the testament to that marriage is how we respond to each other during hard times. Mm-hmm. When you start losing parents, when you start losing kids, jobs, things of that nature, are you still going to be as loyal to me and as willing to do what you signed up to do? Mm-hmm. And if you're not, then we're going to crash and burn. We're going to go our separate ways. But if you are, then we're going to rock out for 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? So most people are not really ready for that, even though they're in the rush like a motherfucker to go get married. But when you get married, that's what you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them ain't got a lot of examples around to really give them that type of game. They just watching movies. And, you know, again, as soon as that wedding happened and we walk down the aisle and the theme music, the background music start playing in the movie, then the credits roll.
Yep.
It's a lot that go into it after the credits roll, baby. I'll just tell you that. A
whole lot.
Yeah,
and a whole lot of positions change.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, you got to be unselfish. And that's what you decide from day one. When I'm deciding to be with you, it's unselfish. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. If you got a flat tire, I'm coming. If you need some money, I got you. Like, whatever it is, because it's you and I. We're together. We're a team. And where you lack, I have to pick up. Just like with, I love using my sports analogy, but it's just true because we're leaning on each other. It's not a one-on-one thing. I'm not doing out on my own. You're not going out on your own. We're in one roof. This is, we're together. And that's what people just don't understand, man. It's like, we can't operate on islands. Mm-hmm. We're here together. Everything that we do, we have to discuss. Everything that we do, we have to communicate. We have to make sure that we're both on the same page at all times. if you too busy and I'm busy, now we left the kid at school. And it's 5 o'clock, nobody came pick up the kid. And y'all both crossed town from lack of communication. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's simple stuff like that that people don't think about. And you really have to put that person first, man. Like, this ain't about me. If y'all want to grow old together and you want to see that person grow old, you should be trying to make their life as easy as possible so you can spend the most time with them.
I see a lot of people in our generation, man, they can't get past putting their parents second on the back burner. Mm. That's man and woman in this marriage shit. That's what I see. A lot of people get divorced over there because they don't know how to change the pecking order of who's important and who's not. Mm-hmm. Right? Doesn't mean your parent is not as important as your wife or whatever, but they're not on the same level as your wife or with your husband.
Priority is different.
Yep.
A lot of them can't keep their family out of their business. Don't know how to stop them when the mom and dad or the aunties and friends about real personal shit that go on in your house. You want your marriage to last? Keep your mouth shut. You understand me? Come to agreement with your husband or with your wife on how y'all gonna handle things. Everything ain't gotta be an argument. Hell, most things in the marriage, from what I know in this shit being 11 years, it'd be a misunderstanding, miscommunication. Right. It'd be people assuming. You understand me? But once you have that conversation, then y'all get past that. But a lot of us, we be too prideful. We don't even know. We don't even know. We're ignorant to the fact that keep this shit in house. And open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's like the first time. Yeah. Like if it's a first time issue and you ain't never came against this before, and it's like, hold on. Mm-hmm. This don't feel right. Mm-hmm. So now you just, you know, you may be a little irritated or you on the defense a little bit more because it's like, hold on, this ain't normal. I feel a little different.
Right.
But then when you take some time and really listen to what they're saying or maybe sleep on it, it's like, baby, you know what? I was tripping last night. Like, this is what I was thinking you were saying, but this is what you were saying, and I was just completely blocking that out because I felt you was coming at me this way and wasn't even like that, baby. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes that's all it takes, but people not willing to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think part of that stems from them picking the wrong person. I think when you pick the person that you really want to be with, like, actually want to be with, not somebody that looks good, not somebody that your mama said would be good for you, not somebody that your friends approve of, somebody that you want to be with, actually, then you're going to be way more willing to do those things and make the adaptations as necessary for the relationship to survive. And a lot of times that is humbling yourself. And it's hard. I ain't going to sit there and say it's easy. You know what I'm saying? When you're wrong and, you used to being right and you're wrong in this situation. And, it's easy to go to your boys. It's easy to go to your girls and, tell your side of it and make yourself look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, make them look crazy. But in reality, deep goddamn well, as far as deep down, that you did some wrong shit. You did some wild shit. But instead of going to your partner and just like, y'all just said, look, man, I apologize, man. I was out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to happen no more, whatever, whatever. I just want to let you know that. And that quick of a conversation can get the relationship back on track where it need to be, right? Mm-hmm. But I think the issue, like I said, stems from a lot of people are in relationships with people that they don't really want to be with. Mm-hmm. They settle for them. Right. If they could have it their way, they would have an option that's outside of that person. But for whatever reason, that person might have been in a relationship, that person might have been married, that person might have been whatever, locked up, whatever. And they settled for this person. So now it's a one foot in, one foot out type of mentality. Now it's like, I ain't got no understanding. I'm taking tally from the door in this motherfucker. I'm doing this, that, you need to do this, that. You see what I'm saying? That's person going into it with, in good faith. Yeah. Because I really want to be there. So, it's a sad reality of shit.
I want to share one quick little tip that I received, and it's worked for me in my new relationship. Mm-hmm. So, one, whenever y'all are having a disagreement and one of y'all feel that things are getting a little too heated, get closer to each other and hold each other's hands and look at each other. Still talk about it, but look at each other when y'all talking. Mm. And that can kind of help things because it's like, hey, it's that reassurance, like, I love you, and I'm trying to make this work, and all we got to do is talk about it. Go ahead and say what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat what you said. Now let me, interpret how I got it, and is this what you're saying? And let's do this going forward, whatever it is, and, hopefully it should be better. Give each other a kiss, keep on. Instead of just y'all both yelling from the other side of the room, right. You know what I'm saying? So that's helped me. A little bit in my relationship.
Because what's crazy with that yelling and all that? people don't understand, like, you cannot be wrong in a situation. You cannot be. You can be completely right, but your tone wrong.
Yep.
Your nonchalantness is wrong.
Both of y'all.
Body language is wrong. You understand me? All that could be wrong.
Yep.
Now you wrong too.
Yep.
Because whatever y'all was arguing about, it's going to be more amplified. Because now whatever that person's grievance is, they looking at your body language, they feeling your energy, they feeling you not receiving what's going on, and they may not be saying it the way you need to receive it.
Right.
But that ain't doing nothing but, hey, why you hollering at me? We can discourse like this here. Or, hey, tone it down just a little bit. But for you not saying nothing, you just shrugging that shit off, that's going to make it, hey, trust me. It's gonna make it more amplified, and in that moment you are wrong, because you're not trying to actually understand what your partner is talking about in that moment.
You just want to be right.
That's it. I'm right. I don't give a damn about what's going on. I don't care nothing about none of that. I don't care if you mad. You be mad for 3 weeks. I'm right.
Damn.
You understand?
That's true though. That's true.
And that begin, like, when you constantly doing that, man, that forges a divide between y'all. And then Brian and I see that, baby. Piranhas are always in the water, and they smell blood, baby. So as soon as a cut make, hey, you might have lost your wife or your husband.
All right. On to the next situation, man. This was an issue about a man questioning whether the dating world is really as bad as people make it seem. Let me play this clip, man. See what y'all think about what he had to say.
Single, as you grow and develop, you realize it's an immature thing to say what doesn't exist in the dating pool based on your own negative experiences. To make absolute statements like there are no good men or women and everybody cheats and marriage doesn't work is both delusional and arrogant. Most statements like that that focus on the negative frustrations with relationships are birthed out of individual experiences. But it is realistic to acknowledge that it's more challenging now to find people that are faithful, committed, have virtuous character. And three things I have discovered are very difficult to find on today's dating scene is, number one, a captivating conversation with healthy and respectful guidelines, a mature communicative exchange, because so many people are conversationally dominant, topically shallow, or they're overly demanding. I don't want this and I don't want that. Well, can we get some patience in the pace? Because I don't even know if I want you. Number two, it's very difficult to find someone that has a genuine, untainted relationship with Jehovah God, because people are into everything now. They worship Jesus, but they worship the ancestors. They juggle rocks. They burn sage. They sacrifice kittens. They sing on the praise team, but they pay tithes to aliens. It's all over the place. And three, it is difficult to find those with genuine intent that want to build a relationship on the foundation of love, faith, honesty, trust, kindness. I'm not buying you a bag. I'm not paying your bills. I'm not taking you to Dubai to have a conversation with you. Like 50 Cent said, you think I'm a sucker, huh? However, even though it's challenging, I've learned that you can't base everything on your city, your experiences, social media, or else you will come to a toxic conclusion about the possibility of love. We have to accept that the world is bigger than our world and possibility is bigger than our experiences. If we only think bad, we won't attract good.
Pastor YPJ. What's your thoughts on that, man? Basically, he's saying that for you to make generalized statements like, man, ain't no good men out there, ain't no good women out there, based on my experience, that's arrogant, that's selfish, and that's wrong. What's your thoughts on that?
That's because everybody wants somebody perfect.
Yep.
So, and you not perfect. Oh, yep. Yeah, you want something that's perfect, you not perfect.
They want that finished product.
You understand me? You won't finish product, but you ain't even hit the assembly line yet. You understand me? You
talk
in pieces.
To us, smooth.
You in pieces, but you won't finish product.
Talk to us,
real. What's going on here? You understand me? Talking about, hey, I be seeing it all the time. Oh, he got to have a house. He got to have a fly car. He got to have a bag. But you got roommates. You sleeping on the air mattress. You understand me? You stay with your moms and you 30. How this man got to come with all this, and you can't do none of that. You can't do nothing. You can't even discuss none of that. You ain't had a real job in 6 years. You understand me? And you want to talk to somebody about quitting? Hell, you quit 6 years ago. You been quitting every year. You just wake up every day, just quit. Nah, I ain't gonna look for no job. They say, my man gonna fall to me.
Just because they don't have it don't mean they can't want it.
Yeah, damn. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's a real delusional world we live in, bro.
Nuts.
Hey, can you imagine dudes walking around? Man, hey, man, look. Hey, I'm staying in my mom's until I'm 30. And my girl just gonna fall to me and come save me from my mama. Huh? Can you imagine dudes doing that, bro?
Wrong man waiting to be saved is nuts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. And then they not lying about their trade. You know, hey, the women be lying about they doing something. CNA, they doing some trade, doing some business, going to school. They be lying, bro. They be lying. You get involved with this woman, she make it seem all glowy, and then y'all live together. She say, oh, well, shit, I just lost my job. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me see your resume. Let me put that together. Well, shit, when the last time you worked? 6 years ago? Damn, tips. I'm telling you, right? It's a dirty game.
You say, got him.
And now you can't move eyes. You know where you stay at. She's slashing ties, cutting your car up, all that. You know what I'm saying? Showing up on you with your new gal. They got her stuff together. Now she jealous and want to fight the new guy. Bro, it's a hell of a hurricane when you're dealing with this game.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
So, fellas, you better be real selective.
You say want to fight the new girl.
That's real. And she got her stuff together. She ain't about that life.
Hey, boy. Hey, a big butt, nice breasts, and a smile face will kill you every time, boy.
Poison, nigga. Poison. I'm trying to tell you.
For real. And Lord, I pray for the ones that just slipped up and had a baby with them. Oh, man. It's a dirty game, man. Matter of fact, I don't pray. I'm praying for y'all downfall. You seen the signs and you still wanted to hit. I ain't praying for none of y'all. Matter of fact, I am. I'm praying on your downfall. Yeah. Keep milking them. Keep milking them.
Nigga crazy. Oh, the man said a bunch of things, man. But essentially, a lot of people generalize, man. There ain't no good man out there. Ain't no good woman out there. What does that say about that person's mindset who says that, in your opinion?
That mean they just haven't done that work yet. And they playing in the wrong playing field. I mean, I've said several times before, I know the game is dirty and I know it's the streets are wicked and it's not much out there. It don't seem like, but it really is if you just step outside and really work on yourself. It's a lot of quality people. Now, whether that person is for you or not, that's a different story. That's up to you to decide. But there's plenty of potential people out there. And I know, you know, I've had dated several women, but on paper they was cool, but long term I was just like, I just don't see it going nowhere. You know, I see me stepping out, or I see me doing stuff that I'm not supposed to do, because this is not that person that really makes me, that makes me go, that really motivates me, and that makes me want to be better. They are a good person, but it's just not the right person for me. And so that's the stuff that I went through and I had to learn. But again, I didn't have a terrible dating experience. Like, I met a lot of cool people, but like he said, yeah, a lot of people are not genuine. They do have ulterior motives. It is hard to have a nice conversation. So when you do have a good conversation with someone, like, you want to continue it, and you really want to get to know that person more, and their thoughts about different topics now, like, okay, we can get some in-depth stuff going. Now you asking, you know, they may be asking you more questions, challenging you, and it's like, damn, okay.
Right.
You know, so yeah, all that stuff is definitely harder today. But shit, part of it is everybody's fault. I mean, you got the women giving it up for next to nothing. The guys don't even have to try. Like, we don't have to have a full conversation. I don't need to know your last name, and the man can end up laying in bed with you that night.
That's facts.
And that's how they be ended up together, because now the sex is good. You ain't had no good dick in a while. He didn't came over the last 3 weekends. Now he got clothes over. You didn't found a homeless man, and now you get paying for his food, and you love him so much and buying him clothes and all that stuff. And women too, y'all. Listen, I love y'all. So I'm telling this because I love y'all. I was told by someone recently that they had been dealing with someone. They told them what they didn't like. It's a certain lifestyle. But the person was like, nah, you know, I'm not into that. You know, I got a, you know, good job, da 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 da. Then she found out that wasn't the case. When he said he had to go pick something up. So she was like, pick what up? He was like, you know, I got something, you know. So it's stuff like that, man. You can't just let stuff linger. Like, if you have your standards and you have principles that you stand on, you got to stand on that. Like, don't be afraid to be by yourself. It's okay. That's the best time. Now you learn yourself. You're learning what you like and what you don't like. You know what irritates you, what doesn't irritate you. And now when you get somebody, it's easier to experience it, because it's like, okay, no, okay, yes, let's entertain that, see what that looks like. It, like, you develop it from there. But when you jump from person to person and you never heal, you never work on yourself, all you're doing is carrying that shit to the next relationship. Mm-hmm. And now you done lost yourself, or you finally found someone, but you so head over heels about them, you miss all the red flags. So y'all just got to take y'all time and really work on yourself first before you trying to step out. And also just these high-ass expectations when you haven't even done any type of work.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that's what it boils down to, honestly. Most people with that type of pessimistic mindset are not the person they think they are. I think people look in the mirror and see one thing, and then they go out in the world and people see something totally different. Mm-hmm. And they can't come to realization that that's what it is. No, I'm perfect. I got a good job. I do this. I do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but are you attractive to the type of person that you want to be with? Mm-hmm. And a lot of y'all not. You may have things that you value about yourself, and that's fine. But in terms of gauging somebody else's interest, you got to analyze the field and figure out what it is that they want so you can provide it to them. But, you know, people don't want to look in that mirror and do that due diligence. And that's men and women, if we're going to be real. Because if you don't work yourself into the position to where you are somebody of value, and again, when you look in that mirror, you know. Like, you know. You can tell yourself whatever, but you know. I'm where I need to be, or I'm not where I need to be. But if you are where you need to be, then the options are going to reflect that at the end of the day. And that's not saying that it ain't going to be some trash ones come along. That comes with the territory. But it's not about what you attract. It's about what you accept. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have no options to accept at all speaks volumes as to where you're not.
A lot of volumes.
Yep.
I don't care how pretty you are. I don't. You can attract. You can show somebody your DMs all day. None of them worth keeping. You know why? Because you ain't worth keeping.
That's real shit, though.
There it is.
Like, you got it all together as far as your body. Goddamn, you look right. You got a nice face card. Hell, you may even have a job. You may even have the business going. But mentally, you ain't together. You can't keep nobody mentally. Mm. Yeah, they come around, they want to hit and all that. Same thing with the guys. Yeah, the women want to come around and hit and all that. Mm. But mentally, you ain't together, baby. You can't keep nobody. You can't hold nobody with you. You understand me? So you ain't ready to have no relationship regardless. You need to work on your mental. You got everything else in order, but your mental ain't together. And this deep relationship, this marriage shit, it's more this.
80%.
You understand me? Because over time, y'all gonna get fat together. I'm telling you what's gonna happen. No matter how much you work out and all this type of shit, motherfuckers not working out 30 years. It's just not happening. Rare cases that type of shit happens. So eventually, you're gonna grow old with this person. You're gonna get fat with this person. Can you mentally keep them there? Mm. And a lot of y'all out here can't do that. And you wonder why you single and you complain about men and all that type of stuff. But your DM's flaming, but none of them worth keeping and you ain't worth keeping.
Oh, it's reality, man. That's real shit.
It's lasting 3 months. They wonder why. They never had no real shit.
I be seeing it all the time, bro. Mm-hmm. I be seeing it all the time. Like, you see a gorgeous woman, bro, and she's like, she talking about, I've been single 3-4 years, bro. Why? Why? I'm pretty sure you'd have ran across plenty of men that you thought was attractive. Why none of them kept you? I'm pretty sure in these last 3, 4, 5 years, you'd have had sex with a couple men. Hell, none of them wanted to see what this life could be with you. Mm-hmm. That's the questions people need to start asking. Men need to start asking, why is she so gorgeous and she ain't got nobody? And she ain't, you understand me? It ain't nobody really really here. Like, you super single or something? Outside of the occasions, you know, man, Miss Hound, you know, beat her or some shit. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I'm talking she just dead in relationships. Everybody can't be cheating, bro. I talk about them, man, cheating. All them running that excuse. And we let them use it, man. I ain't letting y'all run off with that no more. If your man cheated on you goddamn me for goddamn 8 years straight, it's you.
It's you. What did you do?
It's real.
That made that man step out for 8 years.
I'm just saying, bro. Just imagine this, bro. You meet a gorgeous woman, bro. She got her thing together. She got everything together, bro. You understand me? What from the outside? It look like she got everything together.
Right.
And she tell you, man, I've been single 5 years. Right. And then she come back and say, well, all my guys cheated on me. And she say she talked to 4 dudes. You mean to tell me all 4 dudes cheated on you? What's wrong with you?
That's what I'm saying.
All of them wrong.
That's what I want to know. But they don't never ask that. Then why all these guys keep cheating on me? And I look like this. I got this together. You understand
that,
me?
That guys just cheat.
I'm telling you, it's mentally you not there. You're not there mentally. Yeah, you can pay for stuff. You can trick on a man. You know, you can look eye candy on a man's shoulder, but you can't hold no conversation. You too combative. You understand? You trying to control everything.
Smooth.
Bro, it be that, bro.
Smooth. That's what I was about to get into.
I'm telling you, it be that, and then bam, you single again. So and the next 3 dudes, 4 dudes, then did the same thing to you. Mm. And you single again, and all the dudes the problem because they cheated on you.
All five of them.
Oh, it's crazy, bro. Like when you think about it, bro. Hey, come on, baby. It's you. It is you.
It is. Baby. It is you. Look, y'all can't help the helpless. Y'all just can't. There's too many of y'all that have worked y'all asses off, went to school, got y'all degree, got a good job, and then you getting with a nigga that ain't have nothing. And then you want to complain about how, you know, that man used you and took advantage of you and all that stuff. When you met him, he had nothing. Mm. You tried to create something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing times nothing is nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He has nothing going for him. I get if that man had a job, a solid job or something, and maybe he had a bad baby mama or something, and now he paying a bunch of child support or stuff like that that's really pulling them under. Mm-hmm. But he's working hard and you see him making progress and you see him still pulling through and maneuvering and navigating through his tough situation and you trying to, you know, help him out a little bit, that's understandable. But when that man got the PlayStation smoking all day, ain't trying to look for no jobs, ain't he have a car but don't want to go Uber at least or do none of that type of stuff, but eat up your food, wondering when you going to cook, not cleaning up the house, you allowing this shit for all this time. That's a you problem, baby.
Bro.
That's not him. That's a you. Because you allowed this homeless man to come here and seek shelter.
You know what else, too? I think that a lot of people feel like they hide their trauma well, right? These same women that y'all are talking about, right? Successful house, car, accomplished degree, things of that nature, right? I think they feel like because I've accomplished those things, that what's really wrong with me mentally and my trauma and all of that, people can't see those things no more. The fact is, as a man, we can see that brokenness in you. And that's what I mean by when you are the person who you need to be, you're going to attract a different caliber of person. But when you broken for real, it don't matter what you accomplish from a material perspective or from the outside perspective. As a man looking at you, I can tell you broken.
Yep.
I can tell you're going to be easy. I can tell I can come in there and finesse you, get sex, and get up out the way. Every man can tell that. You don't hide your trauma well, baby. And that's just the reality of the situation. So that's why they be so confused. They're like, man, I got all this money, the job, all this. Why I keep attracting this type of man? Because you still broken on the inside and you ain't took the real steps that's going to be necessary to fix your ass so you can attract a different caliber of person. But instead, they feel like, okay, I can just hide my trauma and just jump from relationship to relationship with my fingers crossed. It don't work like that.
Never. Never. And I'm going to tell you right now, the men that see it, it be the men that you attracted to.
Yep.
It be the men that you bend your rules
for. And that's
for.
What fuck them up.
I'm telling you. It be because the other men that you're not attracted to, odds is they're not going to see you in your vulnerable states and with your mental capacity on full tilt. They're not going to see that. But right. The man that you involved with that you really like, you're going to be doing shit that's out of your character that you don't even feel you doing. And they're going to see it. And a lot of men know how to get that up out of you, especially if he's an attractive man and being around women and all these type of things, bro. You know how to get that up out of you.
Bro, I'm talking about it's a quick assessment. I don't think women really understand, like when we say this, I don't think y'all understand how fast a man can read that on you. I'm talking about 5 minutes, I can tell, okay, she broken. She traumatized.
She never had a good man for real.
Never had a good dude. All I got to do is this. All I got to do is that. So when we coming into that situation, they going to track you. And don't get me wrong. A man with that mindset coming in to manipulate you is broken as well.
Exactly.
But we talking about y'all perspective in terms of what y'all track right now. So when that man comes in there and he reads that on you like the back of his hand, baby, you ain't got a chance. That man wants no good for you, but you making it easy for him because you refuse to do the work. Fact is that when you become the woman you need to be, how you carry yourself is going to be intimidating to that type of man that we're talking about.
Exactly.
Because he going to know, okay, yeah, nah, she not broken. It's going to take a lot of work to get in and get what I want from her. And I ain't really got the dedication to apply to get what it is that I want. So I'm going to just move on to something that's more easy.
Yep.
But you got to have yourself together, you know what I'm saying, for a man to be able to read that on you. In fact, there's a lot of y'all don't, despite the fact that y'all are highly accomplished.
Yeah. I got to tell y'all ladies this too. The ladies that's really getting out here working and hustling and doing their hustling, busting, doing their thing. You got to separate that part of you from the feminine submissive part of you. You understand? Because if you don't, it's too blurry for you. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. With your relationship, whatever you stepping into relationship wise, they don't need to even know the hustler you yet. You understand me? Because you gonna make a lot of mistakes trying to be big dog like us. No matter what you done accomplished, baby, you're just not gonna sit at the table with wolves and men. You just not doing that, baby. No matter how dangerous you are as a hustler, as a business owner, whatever you doing, you want the loving of a man. So that game is totally different from anything, all the work that you didn't put in, that game is totally different. So you got to understand, like, when you're dealing with a man, like, you need to be looking at a man for, can I be feminine with him? Can I let my hat down with him? Goddamn me. Can I feel safe with this person? You understand me? How is he with handling me? How is he, if he got kids, how is he with his kids? Does he choose me over his kids? All these things need to be like that, need to be on the feminine side of you, because that's the person you're going to be with him and that he's going to want every day, all day. Of course, the hustler you is a bonus for all women out there. The hustler you for your man is a bonus. No matter how big you are in this world, the hustler part of you, only bonus. What's the trump card? What's the number one thing your man looking for? A submissive woman. A woman that understands. A woman that understands my vision. A woman that can follow my vision. Follow my lead. Even if I'm not standing there. A woman that I can trust. Goddamn me. She can be in the room with Tyson Beckford. Goddamn me. I ain't got to worry about my woman. Like, that's what a man is looking for. Yep. And you need to guard that. You need to guard that like nothing else in your life. Because men will exploit that from you if you give up the keys to that too early. And a lot of y'all do. A lot of y'all give up that goddamn 2 weeks in the conversation. He know everything about your traumas, about your life, or how you want to love a man, your love language and all that. Man, you don't need to be knowing all that. Yeah, you need to be finding out, man, how does he treat a woman? How is he with his family? Is he a leader? You get what I'm saying? Like, how much time does he make for me? Does he go a little bit out of his way for me? Like I'm doing, you know, like you need to be paying attention to that and then slowly let them keys down. And I'm telling you, the men that just only want sex or only want something from you, with you slowly letting it down the right way. I'm not saying withhold everything. I'm saying unlock doors slowly.
Organically.
Yeah, yeah. Organically. Walk down that street. No, don't have all the doors just closed together. Have them do it like that.
Yep, right.
That way you got to walk to get to them motherfuckers. And in them walks, y'all getting to know each other. And you gonna see the men that only want something from you, want to use something from you, because they gonna grow impatient. You know, so they gonna be overzealous in things.
Yep.
And what you seeing now? Nah, he ain't the one. He ain't the one. He don't need to be seeing the rest of me.
And yep. Trust your eyes when you see it.
Exactly.
All right. Just want to throw
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So
y'all can't. You're not gonna be able to be in control of everything too. Like, it's okay. Be you. Be strong. But be prepared for the situations. You're not going to be able to maneuver every single thing that goes on in your life. So if that man acting a fool, cool. You know, okay, this is how he's acting now. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that. I'm gone. Plain and simple. You can't just expect that, Well, you can't just assume that just because he's treating you good that he always going to treat you good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not always going to be like that.
So that's why you walk down that street slow.
Yeah. Just always be observant, be ready, and be prepared. Like, things are going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's messed up, but that's a part of life. Like, you can think you got the best person in the world, and they do you dirty down the line. Like, it just, you got to accept that and, you know, deal with it and then move on from that. But don't lose who you are in that process, though. Like Smooth said, that's why you got to be just wide open. Because when you come through that, you still who you need to be.
Right. And also, I think, you know, goes back to choosing the right person. I think a lot of women simply don't trust their man to take the keys.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like, I got to hold on to this control for dear life because I don't know what's going to happen when I give you the keys to this situation. And that means that you picked the wrong person.
Yep,
right. Thanks. You got to believe that instinct. If you ever was looking for a barometer or indicator, if you hesitate to let that man run the ship, he's not the right man for you. Because when you pick the right man, you're going to be glad, thanking God, that all of that weight can come off of your shoulders, at least temporarily, at least sometimes. Mm-hmm. But for you to make the decisions all the time, every single day, and it's necessary for your survival, and you got a grown man sleeping in the same bed with you, that's a terrible situation to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Because speaking as a man, we don't want to make all the decisions all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing when the mother can take some of that decision making off your shoulders and they actually make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. And that's right where decision. Her hustle come in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you may be making more than your man. Because mm-hmm. if you're in the 100,000s, bro, it's a plethora of men you're that, baby, everybody not making that. You understand me? So you may be a higher earner than your man, but he can still lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So you just got to think about that. That's why I say, man, the hustler, you got to be separated from the feminine submissive you. It has to separate. And if you don't never learn how to separate it, you're going to always run into men that's finessing you.
Mm.
And your relationship's going to end in these men cheating. And if that does in 4 or 5 years and all the men have cheated on you, you are the problem, baby.
Mm. All right, we're going to get into the last one before we get to the advice column. This one was about, I said men be lying about their preferences to a woman.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to play this clip, oh, man, see if they speaking some facts.
Guys say that they really prefer this like plain Jane, natural looking girl, whatever. But then you'll go down his following list. Every single girl he's following is like BBL, lip fillers, like, you know, influencer type baddie girls. Mm. Explain that to me.
Because one he wants for sex, the other one he wants for a relationship. It's that simple. He'd have sex with all those girls, but he's not putting a ring on it.
I God damn it.
Okay. All right. What?
Plain and simple.
We've been trying to tell y'all that for years.
Right.
Plain and simple. You heard it from a different man than us. You understand me? Yeah, the BBLs and all that shit, cool. But when a man sees a woman, his first initial thing, I'm going to get that ass. No matter how great you are as a woman, no matter what principles you stand on, no matter what family you coming from, no matter what your hustle, where your fit, he don't give a damn about that before he speak a word to you. He care about, man, I'm going to hit that.
Cause
that's what these women are.
Because they advertise themselves
that's it,
like
that's
that.
That's it.
That's why.
That's it.
Sex. Here.
That's
they
it.
Might have a big ass sound in their head.
I'm telling you.
Sex here.
I'm telling you.
So yeah, and y'all know how we physical creatures. We just imagine pounding it, eating all of it, whatever we want. That's as far as our imagination can take us. That's what we think about when it's those type of women.
Mm.
The women that's real laid back and chill, still cute. Like, that's the woman that a man will marry and put a ring on. Missing out for years.
You know what's crazy? I think women lying about this, too. Because they do the same thing.
Mm. You take my point, but go ahead. Dial on in there. I see where you're going. Dial on in there.
They do the same thing. Because, hey, for all the women out there, if you approaching a dude or a dude approaching you, let's go to dude that's approaching you first. If you don't like him, if he is ugly to you, because you don't know his name, none of that. You know what I'm saying? All you see is his appearance, right? If he is ugly to you, you're going to shut him off. I got a man. Oh, no. You're going to get real. You know what I'm saying? You know how women do. You understand me? So y'all are physical creatures too.
Yes, because you're not gonna be following nobody you think ugly unless they just your friend or something. You know them from somewhere, mm-hmm. business or some shit. You understand me? But majority of them people that you following or whatever gonna be people you think handsome. Mm.
Or who can physically protect them.
You understand me? Like, come on, bro. Y'all know what's up with this. You would never marry this man. You ain't gonna marry this. Damn, me, I'll fuck his face off. You know how women be thinking, bro. I will fuck that boy face off. But you ain't gonna marry this dude. You ain't thinking of him as, oh, that could be husband material right there. You ain't thinking of that initially. Come on with the cap, man. Women do the same thing, man. But us men, we don't call that out.
Right.
Why? Because we know what it is. So, yeah, you're going to see the BBLs or the women that's half naked on your man page or your dude page or somebody you talking to page. I guarantee you he don't want to marry none of them. Mm-hmm.
Shit, free porn.
You understand me? He'll hit all of them. Mm-hmm. But marry? Never.
Ever.
Don't even talk about no white dress and no ring with me.
Bruh.
If we on that conversation, girl, look, I must be stupid drunk.
It's how to add to me.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I agree. I give you a direct correlation, right? I'm going to use the same thing they use on us, and I'm going to flip it around. Every woman says, I want a Russell Wilson. I want a man that's considerate. I want a man that's patient. I want a man that's about me and me only. I want a man that's low key. I want a man that got money. Mm-hmm. I want a man that's, you know, like loves my dirty draws per se.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then you look at her body count and if you conduct a tally on that body count, there will be a drastic difference in the number of men she done gave ass to that don't resemble the man that she claims to want.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how can you be guilty of committing a crime on that end, or hypocrisy, as y'all try to call us, committing hypocrisy on that end, and then try to crucify men for doing the same thing? Just bro in the video said it perfectly. When we see that, we want to smash that. But we not trusting our legacy with that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have kids with that. We don't like if I had to get locked up and I had to give you or something happened to me and I had to give you the keys to the safe to keep what I'm building running, we would not trust it with any of those women that y'all see him liking on that video.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply superficial. I would smash. That's about it.
That's it.
And do you know what's the greatest indicator of that? I want y'all to go look at all those women that y'all... you know what I'm saying? See y'all man liking pictures because I know y'all got their names written down, Instagrams, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at all them women and come back and put it in the DMs how many of those women are in actual relationships.
That's a real talk.
When y'all conduct that research, because again, y'all pride yourselves on being great researchers and, you know, doing due diligence and things like that. I want y'all to go do some due diligence on that and come back and report to me how many of those video, Instagram type chicks do y'all see in successful relationships that they can be upfront about and can speak about publicly. And that's going to give you the answer to what it is that you want to know.
You know what's crazy? The ones that do get into a serious relationship that's successful, they get offline, delete their account.
Facts.
They delete it. The whole thing come down and you never see them again until they single again. And then you see them pop up. Outside of that, all of them single. Every single one of them single OnlyFans. Well, I ain't gonna say all of them got OnlyFans, but majority of the wave these days got the OnlyFans.
Yep.
So yeah,
they in a situationship.
You understand me? A couple situationships mm-hmm. that they can't even put the man face in. So they still mm-hmm. playing the table.
But judging by the quote unquote demand that y'all think these women garner.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 likes, 100,000 likes, ass cheeks everywhere. You would think that these type of women be married and out the way. This is the man. These the women that all men desire. Why is it so hard for them to sustain a relationship? So again, do that due diligence that y'all are so great at. And when y'all fix y'all lips to call men hypocrites, I want you to look at your body count. Think about your history, the kids that you have right now with the man that you're no longer with. Which man do those baby daddies resemble more? Do they resemble the future or do they resemble the Russell Wilson that you say you want? Mm-hmm. And once you be honest with yourself and look in that mirror, you can stop calling us hypocrites for doing the same thing on the opposite end. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the BBL, I don't think it's a bad thing. Do I agree with it? No. You could, but it's your body, your choice. You're going to do what you want to do. However, when you do that to advertise yourself in a certain way, like, you can't be mad at the guys that come at you when this is what you're putting off. This is the energy that you're getting off. Like, you can get one and still be modest and, you know, not be too revealing, but what you getting it for? You getting it to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to show it off, understand what's going to come with that. The attention that you want, it may not be the way you like it,
mm-hmm.
but you're the one that wants that type of attention because you dress for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like men who got a little money. And I'm showing my buddy up on Instagram. I'll be the club, throwing money in the air, buying bottles, this, that, the third. And then I'm constantly running into chicks who just want my money. And I'm looking in the mirror like, well, damn, why don't these women
want me, love me for me?
Instead of doing this with the money. Right. Like the money calling them all day.
Why these women don't want me for me? This is crazy.
And then
crazy.
When the girls walk up, they talking to them like this.
Right.
Because they want some of the money.
Shit.
It's real.
I don't know.
It works the same way, man. You got to dress for the job you want to get, man. That's an old cliche, but it's a real one. How you carry yourself is going to be a direct reflection of the type of options that come to you.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, men know very, very quickly how easy it's going to be to get what it is that we want from you.
That's crazy.
I'll just leave that there. On that note, man, we're going to go and get an advice column.
You and me.
Then let me make sure you understand people ain't anonymous and things of that nature.
I don't care if they're anonymous today.
Say their name anyway.
Say their name anyway, goddamn me. You have picked the wrong day.
Well, it's funny you say that. The first one wanted to be anonymous.
Hey.
So with that, we're gonna give you a half of applause.
Like when you miss the free throw, right? You don't get two claps, you get one.
Nah, we appreciate it. She say, to my favorite crew, you say, y'all know I want to remain anonymous, but for context to the listeners, I'm the same woman that wrote in about 2 years ago about her leaving her husband for sleeping with multiple women. Fast forward, I'm back on the market, and it's the ghetto.
Yeah.
Story time. I've been dating a really nice guy for almost a year, long distance. He was very intentional with me, paying bills, buying jewelry, and wanting to go ring shopping, meeting his family and friends, talking about moving me there. He came to visit me several times as well as I went to visit him. We were intentional about making it work. I flew there when he purchased his house. He had me pick out the furniture. He bought every piece I wanted for his home and said he was creating a space for me to feel safe to leave my life behind and start a new one with him.
Oh, my God.
Fast forward, his last trip to visit me, he ghosted me. After a year, we didn't argue. I hadn't done anything to him. I was left dumbfounded. He eventually said the distance he couldn't figure out how to bridge the gap and told me to stop calling him. After a year, in all caps, I was so confused. Lost, hurt, scared, and he didn't care. It was like a switch went off in his brain and I was just another girl on his roster. This was a man professing to be in love with me, moving like a husband. Remember, I've been married. I know when a man is for real about you. How do I know it's safe to trust these men when they are displaying intentional actions with the words they say, but are just playing the field? Now I'm thinking the grass isn't greener on the other side. Your girl is scared. In all caps. Sorry, so long. I really appreciate any feedback.
So her dude is long distance.
Yeah. Long distance.
Yeah.
For a year.
First red flag, but continue.
In my opinion, it would be red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But she say he was moving like a husband.
Right.
Right. She know how that feels. She been in a marriage before. A lot of y'all women don't know nothing about that. But we're gonna keep
it.
You know what I mean? A lot of y'all don't even know how that feel. Yeah. But for her, she know.
I hope y'all smoked it.
That's nuts.
But for us, you know how I feel. So with that, my only question to you would be, why you didn't move? If he was moving like that, obviously he was capable of holding that fort down. Why go long distance for a whole year? Right? Now you upset that he ghosted you after a year and he told you, well, he didn't actually ghost you because he gave you an estimation.
Right.
He didn't ghost you. He said, hey, I can't do the distance. And doesn't stop talking to you.
He tried to fade you out.
You understand me?
But
so
it's cold turkey, though.
Hey,
he got to say it out. He got somebody.
Hey, all I'm saying is she know what her husband. It's somebody though, right? But she know what her husband feel like. Respect why you just didn't move? House. Why you didn't have that conversation on? Like the moment you felt that, why you just didn't have that conversation on you moving or him moving or y'all making an arrangement to be with each other, like for real? That's why I think the communication went bad at. And now you single again and you in these treacherous streets. You almost had one. You fumbled a bag, though. Mm. Damn.
But again, I think it goes back to what we said earlier, the conversation about control, right? She didn't want to, I guess, humble herself to have that type of conversation. You see this man letting you pick out furniture. He say he getting the house for you. He doing all that. Make him stand on it. You didn't do that. You wanted to stay where you was at and, you know, again, maintain your control. You didn't want to submit. You didn't want to move into his place. You didn't want to unpack your things and relocate. So what that tells me is there was a lack of trust on your end in terms of him leading the relationship or leading a relationship.
So you're saying she wasn't ready?
I'm saying she wasn't ready and she didn't trust dude.
Okay.
And eventually he got wind of that. In whatever way, because he probably looking at the timetable like, damn, I done bought the house, I done got the furniture, I did all kind of stuff, and you ain't even recommending that we move in the same spot. Because let me explain something to you. A woman who really like a man, that recommendation coming very, very, very quickly.
Yeah, damn me.
Very quickly. 4, 5 months, 6 days. Yeah, my lease is 2 months on the lease. It's almost up, you know. I was thinking.
How you doing over there?
Bro.
He was paying bills, buying jewelry. Wanted to go ring shopping, meeting his family and friends.
Man was ready, dog.
Talked
was
about
ready,
moving.
And she wasn't ready to move.
Talked about her moving there. Came to visit several times. She went to visit him. Okay,
She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready, though. She wasn't ready to move her shit.
A whole year of that.
Yeah, a whole year of that. I'm sorry, baby. Long distance for a whole year of that, and it ain't no real like things going on. Like you ain't tied to something that got you there for a year, baby. Yeah, I'm out too. I'm out.
That's real.
He actually did you. He actually did you a solid by telling you what the reason was. Mm-hmm. Me, I'd have really ghosted your ass and not spoke to you again. You understand me? Because long distance, when I'm gonna get in trouble?
Right. Right. That's the thing. And again, like if you was just the slide, because that's what I was thinking as I was reading it, and then I read more. It's like, oh, now buying jewelry, buying houses, you picking my furniture. I'm introducing you to my family, my friends. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, this is going somewhere very, very serious. You see what I'm saying? But timetable is important, and that's why I always be telling people, hey, what's your thoughts on long distance? Run away from it. Hmm. And this is why, because when you got that much distance between y'all, your mind start playing tricks on you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So as a man, if I'm in his position, I feel like I'm doing all this in preparation of you being with me and you ain't giving me that type of energy. My mind is like, okay, well, who are you giving that type of energy to?
Exactly.
And now I'm going to fade out of this situation and see how bad you really want it.
Damn, it's been 6 months. You ain't trying to move on.
You know what I mean?
So. You ain't asking. Yeah, we talked about it, but you ain't got no you on yet.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
But see, again, I think she gave it away in one of the last sentences. She said she's scared.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that situation. But that's not true. It's not based on that situation. You were scared before you went into that situation.
Yep.
And you moved like it. And that man was ready to move how you was supposed to move, and you weren't giving them that type of rhythm. You weren't giving them that type of energy back. So I said, I'm gonna fade out this motherfucker and see how bad you want it for real.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's the piece. Yeah, I'm
because he
to
gave her exclamation on what it was.
Right.
He told her what it was. Because I'm telling you, if he didn't yell and it was just dead, he wouldn't have told you what he was gonna do. Argue with you? All he gotta do is just block your number. You don't live in the same town as him. Exactly. You don't live in the same nothing as him. If you wanted to play games. So for him to even tell you what was going on, like what the excuse was to stop talking to you, then stop talking to you, that was a sign to tell you, hey, you got this conversation to speed this up. What's up? What we doing? And you fumbled it. You fumbled because what you said would be pointed out, you were scared.
But I'm just curious to know if he had a real conversation with him. Like, yeah, he was showing, but did he have a real conversation about them moving or how they was gonna move?
That man said,
because he should also be making up a plan on when she should be moving.
I was there when he purchased his house. Mm-hmm. He had me pick out the furniture. Mm-hmm. He bought every piece I wanted for his home, mm-hmm. and said he was creating the space for me mm-hmm. to feel safe to leave my life behind and start a new one with him. Mm-hmm. How much more bluntly
a conversation? Why she didn't move can he that have? Week?
How much
if
more bluntly?
If a man picks a house, can you imagine dating a woman?
Listen to me. No, but listen.
You dating this woman, bro.
Niggas.
Listen to me. You dating this woman.
You're right.
Niggas, but you know still.
But you got to realize.
You picking out the furniture for his new chick.
Nah,
that's
no
what
dude
you picking
that.
Out furniture
ain't no dude
for.
Doing that. I'm
yes,
sorry.
They are, smooth. Dude's not doing that. Yes, they are.
Hold on. No, wait.
Yes, because, they are.
Because you wanted to skip past the last part of what we said. So I'm going to read it again after the picking out the furniture. He bought every piece I wanted for his home. He said he was creating the space for me to feel safe, to leave my life behind and start a new one with him. Mm-hmm. That's what he told her. Mm-hmm. How much more bluntly bro, can he say, man, I want you here with me?
I just
want
to know what man in history has bro. Let another woman that I am spending time with, I'm really interested in, I'm doing all this, pick out life shit. Because furniture for a woman is life shit. That ain't no just
women,
pick up shit.
Women have great taste in furniture. So if I can get one chick to pick out my furniture for my new chick.
Bro, it don't work like that, bro. Because if that was the case, he'd have picked out bachelor shit.
The issue that I have is him just completely going ghost. And him just saying, you
he
know
didn't
what?
Completely hold go on, ghost. He gave on. It like expiration.
Hold, yeah, but just saying, just out the blue. You know what? This is, I'm sorry.
He fed up.
That just don't sit right with me. That's why I think it was something else going on. Because
I don't think it happened like that.
That's how it
said. And because
that's how she said.
You know what gave it away?
She said his last visit, he just went ghost. So just all of a sudden, after you picked out furniture, you done met the fam. I done got the house for you and saying it's for us. Then all of a sudden, I'm just gonna go ghost on you. That don't sound right, bro.
She said I hadn't done anything to him. I was left dumbfounded. We didn't even argue. I don't believe that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Something ain't right.
I don't believe that.
Something just ain't bro, right.
If a man is letting Lord a woman pick out his furniture, he is planning on that woman to move in that house, bro.
I disagree.
Furniture, jewelry, goddamn, asking her, telling her, hey, I'm making it safe for you to leave your life. Come on.
To come with me.
You understand me? And you ain't picking your shit up in a week or two.
That's what
2 weeks.
He said.
You ain't picking your shit up in 2 weeks. Hey, look, man, I'ma rent this house out over here, or I'ma sell this crib over here. God damn me, I'ma sell my furniture, I'ma give my furniture away, or I'ma throw it in storage. It's ways to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You could have threw all your stuff in storage just in case the shit didn't work. You could have went right back home, got your shit out of storage, been right back on top of your game.
He went to a Sleaze U AP course.
Man,
I can't do that.
I ain't see that nigga in the class. He wasn't even a late runner. I ain't see that nigga, man.
Bro, he told her he loved her, bro. Had her meet the fam. But what other reason, if you say you love this woman, you say you want her to be with you, and you let her, quote unquote, pick all this furniture. Again, I'm thinking it's for somebody else, but there is no reason that I'm going to want to just all of a sudden, you know what?
No. But,
you know what?
But
the distance.
There is.
That's an excuse.
No. There is. And I'm going to use the variables that she gave us. She said, we didn't argue. Or none of that, right? But how that could happen is if I present this information that I just read in terms of his intentions for you, and you say, well, I don't know about right now. I'm thinking maybe like 2-3 more years down the line, that could be something reasonable for me. That would comfortable for me. That's how a man can say, well, goddamn, I done did all this. You talking about 2-3 years before you moved up? Man, this shit over with. Mm-hmm. I'm fading out this motherfucker. And that's probably what happened.
I'm telling you, because 365 days.
So just, okay, so.
And just like she said, we didn't argue. That ain't got to be an argument.
Cool, right.
That's me running it by you, getting your realistic expectation on when you're going to bring your ass down to be with me. And you ain't speaking in an expeditious fashion enough for me. I'm fading the fuck up out of there.
So just like that, you're just going to fade up out of
there. Yes, I'm gone.
That's why I don't like that.
Because
you
wasted my time.
What do we got to talk about?
Because if I really cared about you, I'm going to have a conversation. If you say 2-3 years, then I'm going to say, I was thinking more like this timeline, less than 2 years. Because
what you was thinking?
if she's sitting at her desk, I'm just using your example.
No, right. I know.
So if I say within the next year, another year, not 2 years, that's a little bit too long for me.
That's two, three times what she, like, we so far in distance that it ain't even worth a conversation.
Yes, it is. If you say your vision is this way, and I'm like, baby, I really care about you. I'm trying to get you here as soon as possible. I don't know if I could do 2-3 years. I'm thinking more like one. Then you come back and say, no, I can't do that. No, I still see it. Then I can see, okay, all right, cool. Then I'm gonna fade away. But you just presenting it, just I'm thinking on 2-3, and it's like, I'm out. No.
All right. Oh, so let's say that conversation happens like that, and she say, you know what, I'll come in 6 months. As a man, I wouldn't even want you there at that time. Cause now I feel like I had to drag your ass down here. And I shouldn't have to do that, especially if the shit going as good as you saying it's going. Why would I drag your ass down here?
That's dragging, bro.
Did we talk about my vision and my plan? My plan was to get you here a little bit earlier than 2-3 years. I'm not saying you gotta bring your ass down here, but this is the vision that I had. I saw us moving in within the next year. Is that feasible to you? Then if you can't do it, then yeah, you wipe the slate clean. But you just having a conversation and she say that, and then you dip. That's what I'm saying. You gotta, if you care about that person, I feel like you gotta pull a little bit more out of them.
Off the way she speaks about this man, and with her past saying that she was married for a while, she knew that man was being intentional with every step that he took. You get what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure conversations was, because she ain't gonna be married to a man that can't speak. Women, mm-hmm. You ain't doing that twice. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? So this man obviously can speak for herself, carry herself well, was very intentional and all that. She wasn't ready.
I agree.
She wasn't ready to get on the ship and be number two.
And still not ready.
And still not ready. Her words.
Not my scene.
I'm telling you, bro.
Because she's scared now. She's been scared, though. Yes, she's been scared. And this just made it worse.
She did it to herself.
Because she thinking everything is going well. Then all of a sudden, the nigga just goes ghost.
This is my thing.
So you going to blame him for
it? Just go to ghost out the blue when everything was going good?
He didn't ghost but her. Everything wasn't
going good. That's the thing. Exactly. I'm setting up infrastructure to bring you down here in an expeditious fashion. And I ask you, what's your expectation? And you tell me 3 or 4 times the timetable that I got.
We added that variable.
Right. But again, just like you said, if not that, what else? What else would be the problem?
For real. What else would be the problem?
She may have to get some other shit together sorted out first. That's all I'm saying.
That ain't nothing but flights, baby. That ain't nothing. She could have moved it. Hey, look, I got to handle this business right here on this day. Because you ain't just handling business back. I got to handle this day. I got to set this appointment for this. That ain't nothing but flights to go back.
Does she have any kids?
You understand?
She said she was married for a little bit, so we don't know. She might have a couple kids. Like, that could have been an issue, too.
Well, I mean, if he ain't going to be there, she got some kids, if that's an issue. And he not going to let you come pick my furniture and say, I want you to come with me.
No, I'm saying for her.
She got kids.
I'm saying if she chose to back up, now I'm thinking about the other side too. She could have been like, well, I got a kid. I got this stuff. I got to move. So that's why I'm hesitant on making that decision.
Right. Cool.
So that's why I'm saying it should be a back and forth now. If y'all both have a different vision, it should be a conversation from there instead of just going ghost. I don't have I have the issue with him just saying, you know, after a year, you know, I don't think it's going to work. The distance is too much for me now.
That was basically
all of a sudden.
I done did all this in my life for you.
But I don't like that.
For us to have some structure, and you don't want to fall under some structure.
That's too soon. I just think he got another chick that's local.
Nah, man.
And she picked all the furniture.
The house. She said he was a stand-up brother. I'm not riding with that, y'all.
He was a stand-up brother.
No.
He was.
Nigga done paid my nigga to... Come on, man.
I'm saying, man. I'm on y'all side today, Lace. I'm on y'all
side. That's crazy.
It makes a lot of sense.
That boy cabin.
I've seen this happen live.
All right, what then we gonna have to agree.
The chick was supposed to move in, and I always ask her, like, why don't you stay there? Like, why are you going back and forth between your place and his place? If that's your nigga, why are you not living there? Well, you know, he gotta do this at night with this person and this person. He doing this, doing that. He just moves around a lot. Da, da, da. So I'm like, you don't want to be at your man house? And come to find out, because he had another bitch. Right. After she had picked out the furniture, she was there when he broke the foundation. She was there.
Right.
And she ended up not being the girl.
But you know the difference in them stories? Do you notice the difference?
And they was in the city together. So
you know what's the difference in this story and what you just said?
What?
He never told her, baby, this is for you.
Right.
Oh yeah, he did. They was together like 3 years. Yeah,
you can be, I could be talking to anybody 3 years. No, don't mean I'm together. Building this for you.
They was together 3 years.
You talking about publicly?
Yes.
Then how why the hell was it so easy for that girl to swoop in the?
Why she wasn't in the house?
They wasn't.
That ain't my business.
Exactly.
That ain't my business.
It was a situation shit that was going on, and the other girl slid in because he actually liked the other girl.
Exactly.
And now we in this relationship.
And she wasn't living at the house.
No.
She broke ground and all that.
No.
He wasn't that building was that up.
I knew it.
3 years.
No, you know what it was? It was him bragging in her face. Hey, look what I can do, girl.
I knew it.
I'm him, huh? And she was soaking that ego.
I knew that.
Right?
And that's what it was.
That's real.
So this situation is totally different. He said, I'm building this for you. Come on.
Nigga say
in your image.
How many niggas say they love him? I love you, baby.
Oh, man.
We ain't gonna get to generalities now. Nah, we gonna stay right in this vacuum with this.
Come on, man. So I'm lying.
Man.
I ain't seeing you lying.
I ain't going with that.
But niggas be talking a good game a lot, dog.
Okay, how many women run into a good dude, but they past traumatizes her from giving them an honest chance? Since we're going to speak generalities.
I'm not saying that don't happen.
Okay, then. I'm not saying that don't happen.
I'm just
But we talking about what we think happened right here.
What I think happened right here is that nigga's fugazi.
No, man. Hell no, man. I ain't going to
listen to that. I ain't doing it, bro, like that.
Nah, we ain't letting that ride like that, man. All right, man. Next one. This from Trey, Patreon. That's the biasness that they talk about. This post got that CVS receipt lint to it, so bear with me.
Okay.
He say, but I've been paying for some years and should get a topic here and there, so fuck it. See, I got a clip I need y'all to see. I just caught wind of Steve Harvey and what he thinks of what should be brought to the table. This might be a little controversial to the women listeners of the pod, but I do disagree with this video on a few things. Hold on, let me play this video first.
I think we might have heard this one.
Yeah, I think it's Steve Harvey was talking about. Hold on, let me just.
She ain't got to bring nothing.
Right. Let me see. Cause that's when he was talking about. Okay. Yeah. It is that. Yeah, he was saying basically she ain't got to bring nothing. It's about what the man setting up. You questioning what the hell she bringing to the table. That ain't even a question you should be bringing up. The shit set up the way it's supposed to be set up. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to play it because they going to flag us. No, because that's on Shay Shay podcast. He said this might be a little controversial to the women listeners, but I do disagree with this video on a few things. First, most of the women are commenting on how men don't understand what Steve is saying about how, quote unquote, she is the table. She doesn't need to bring anything to the table when she can produce another you for you. When in actuality, nothing can be further from the truth. I believe men, real men at least, do have an understanding about the amount of stress, work, and time that goes into creating a child. What isn't understood, though, is how her being able to produce a child does not tell me what she can do for the lifestyle of the family and the upbringing of said child. When we ask what you are bringing to the table, it goes beyond just financial status, though it plays a part. We want to know how nurturing you can be in rough situations, how when things aren't going as planned, how committed you can be to making sure we stay on track, and how priorities are still met. Priorities being taking care of the man and the children, or how we conduct ourselves in front of the children as opposed to privately. We need to know, can you ensure that once the ball gets rolling, that we are still taking equal strides towards a goal we have communicated about in early stages before even beginning to have any exclusivity to our relationship? Secondly, there's a narrative of the quote-unquote independent woman that's being pushed on our generations that is crippling the Black community. That same narrative shows you how easily we have become over generations of breaking that bond and core values between us that have been holding us together. The table is not the woman, in my opinion, because the table to me is the structure in which we will set our beliefs, values, morals, and meanings of living. And a woman cannot be that. She can provide substance to that table, but she cannot be it. It to me is an easy cop out for the average woman to use that to avoid needing to put in work on the home front that involves any effort outside the home. Now it's without saying when she is pregnant and even the first essential years of the baby's life, the mother is a vital part of a child understanding how the family is structured and displayed. So being focused on motherhood is a priority. But when does that period end? Does the husband forever remain in work mode and rarely enjoy the child's presence just to give the child a better future? Why can't we not be able to share in these duties? That's just a segment Steve spoke about. But what about the explaining the ability to turn a house into a home? Not just make tedious duties around the house something the man doesn't have to worry about. But what about making it a safe place for him to be vulnerable and express himself when needed? What about prioritizing the man's needs, making sure they're met, and to keep the engine tuned up? If a woman doesn't have to bring any sense of substance to the table, then why would we strive to even create a family, a household? These are the perspectives that are missing from that question. These statements are also meant for men on the flip side, that being there for the woman to take the workload off of her when she needs as well, because she will need the same help. But all this fucks with me. When a woman can have an expectancy for a man in this generation, but the same responsibility cannot be asked of them. It seems hypocritical. Are we as men supposed to just know that the woman we are dating will be able to do what is needed without communicating it beforehand? That it's instinctively in her not only to be able to be a mother when the time comes, but a partner? That way of operating seems unbalanced. So the question I'm asking the pod today is, are men wrong for having a general idea of what we want for the household that we will be leading? Are we wrong for seeing if a woman's values and paths align with our own? Or is the Steve situation a rare one to even present to the public, being that he is so financially well off?
Mm. That's what I be trying to talk about. Mm.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
That was great. Like, I like that.
Like, everything you said, bro, hey. Men high in moral standards, leadership, integrity, that's what they think about. Money can't buy none of that that you said. You understand me? Nothing, I don't care how much money you got, bro. It cannot buy none of that that you talking about bringing to the family structure, bro. You either got it or you don't. You understand me? But in Steve Harvey's position, and people tend to forget this when people that have money, that have a lot of money start talking, people get to all ears. But what you don't understand is you don't live their life. You understand me? Because he got enough money to where he can quit everything and live good for the rest of his life. Him and his wife and kids. You don't know nobody like that. Nobody. You know, so he's talking from a position of, man, I'm rich. I can take care of 3-4 women. They ain't got to bring nothing to the table. They ain't got to help me with nothing. You understand me? So I understand everything that you're saying, bro. For regular people, bro, that's what we looking at. That's for regular people. And then on top of that, Steve Harvey, let's say he wasn't married, he had baby moms. He got enough money where child support won't ever hurt him. Ever. Give a fuck what they told him to pay. It wouldn't hurt him. He would be upset, but it wouldn't hurt his lifestyle. I won't have to give back no yachts or no fly Rolls Royces and all that. He ain't got to do that. But for the average brother, you understand me? Not even say that, because a lot of women want a little bit above average. For the little bit above average brother making 60, 70, 80,000, child support will hurt his lifestyle. You understand me? Child support will hurt all that. Men, think about this. A woman bringing nothing to the table, no substance, no nothing, will hurt that, will be a danger to that. So, yeah, for all the men out there, bro, and all the women that's listening to this, don't live your life according to somebody in a position to where they can just do whatever with anybody and it won't hurt their situation. A real man... Goddamn me, because let's just face it, most of us will never be rich. That's how this shit gonna work in life. No matter who you come across, no matter what race it is, most people will never be rich. But you can get to the point to where y'all good. You understand me? You build enough whatever cash for your kids to not worry about nothing. You can get to them points. But at that point, still shit can hurt you. The wrong person sitting next to a person making $150,000, bro, that $150,000 would feel like $50,000, because that other person still moves like a child. They don't know when to stop buying stuff. They don't know when to stop using debt to do shit. You understand me? They don't know, you know what I'm saying, to actually have my word preached through this household. They don't know how to put my pecking order in this. You understand me? So, yes. Everything that you said, bro, I agree with that 100%. And our generation is so, I don't want to say we doing, but we messed up right now. We messed up right now because everybody want to talk about, oh, shit, if he 8-figure rich nigga, that's my type. Bro, stop it, bro. Stop it.
Oh, so basically he said, let me ask it again. Are men wrong for having a general idea of what we want for the household that we will be leading? Are we wrong for seeing if a woman's values and paths align with our own? Or a Steve Harvey situation just a rare one to even present in terms of in the basis of this argument?
Yeah, when you I would assume, I mean, it's just easy to say that when you have more money, you have a lot more leeway. And it's much easier for a woman to listen to you, especially if you provide literally everything for her in that lifestyle. I think it's a bigger testament. That's why women need to bring something. We need to see something, mm-hmm. some type of value, because when things are not going both of our way, how are you going to treat me?
Right.
That's going to tell me all I need to know. If we down on our last, or, you know, we trying to make a way, and, you know, we got this payment coming up, that payment coming up, like, how are you going to treat me in this situation? Are you going to still look at me as your leader? Are you still going to trust me that I can get us out of this hole? Are we going to work together, or are you going to run? Are you going to call me on my name? Are you going to just be too anxious and just start doing stuff just on the whim just because? I think that speaks volumes to, you know, your relationship. And so I do think that Steve definitely had a point, because technically, as a man, we should have everything covered for the most part. But then, yes, women got to bring some type of substance to the table, something that's going to stick with us, something that we're going to appreciate. I need some respect. I need for you to trust me. And I need for you to just understand that, you know, I care about you, and the decisions that I'm making is going to be for the best. Mm. I'm not going to try to hinder us. I'm not trying to put us down. But on the flip side, you know, with all these different examples that we've seen and stuff, like, I do also see how it can be hard, because women have been through terrible situations. And, you know, this next person may be different, but they'd have been hurt a couple of times. So now I'm jaded. Now it's like, do I trust this man? Because I trusted one in the past. He left me down the wrong path when it seemed like it was going good. And so, no, I'm anxious. And so, yeah, like we all talk about, I still want to have control of the steering wheel. So, but yet women got to bring something to the table. For a man that has worked his ass off, that has some type of substance, that has value, that has worked his whole life to get to where he's at, I think absolutely he looks for you to bring some type of value. And it doesn't, and monetary don't mean nothing, because we got that covered.
Yeah, I mean, I think to answer the question, man, I think that, nah, man's well within his right to pick the type of woman that he want and make sure that she's bringing what it is that he values to the relationship. That's why I can't really call Steve wrong, because he picked the type of woman that brings what he values mm-hmm. to his relationship. You see what I'm saying? But I think we run into issue when we start trying to make a universal rule. And that's impossible, right? Because we all are inspired by different things. You have certain dudes who don't want their woman to work at all. I want you to stay home. I want to go out there and make the money. I want you to take care of the kids, whatever the case may be. Then you got other dudes who empower their woman to go out there and chase everything that you want to chase down and make as much money as you want to. You know what I mean? So I can't say either one of those situations are wrong. It's about what that man's vision is, and does that woman fit into the plan of what it is that he's trying to accomplish. So, hell yeah. Like, as a man, you better make sure that that woman, her viewpoints and her morals and all of that align with what it is that you would want in a woman. Because if you don't, the relationship ain't going to last. Mm-hmm. That ain't some shit that's negotiable. And that goes back to what we say all the time about having non-negotiables and then things that's cool to have. The non-negotiables, that's the same moral principle. That's the same religious principle. Things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is foundational. This is the core of who it is that you are. You shouldn't have to change that for anybody. But the outside stuff, we can negotiate. We got a little wiggle room out there. We might can change this. We might can do that a little different, whatever the case may be. But hell no, you better make sure foundational principles align with yours. That's the only way that y'all gonna make it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I also just want to make sure that I stress that every relationship is unique.
Yes.
You got to stop looking for individual rules in which, you know, for us to live by. I think that's why a lot of people's relationships fail before they even begin.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Smooth say, you including your family in this situation, you comparing my shit to your mom and daddy relationship or your grandmother and grandfather relationship. We not your grandmother and your grandfather. We value different things. We move different ways. We live in a different time. So you trying to make a direct comparison and make sure that we run our shit the way they ran their shit, we not going to make it. And a lot of people do that. Instead of just getting in that relationship and saying, look, we going to make our own rules. Whatever is most comfortable for us, that's what we gonna do. And I don't give a damn what nobody on the outside of this shit got to say. I don't care what my nosy ass homegirl got to say, my sister who want to be involved in the relationship got to say, my mama who judging ass got to say. Yep. I don't care about none of that. I value this, and my man is providing me that. So that's what we gonna do. My man values this. I'm providing him that. That's what we gonna do.
Yep.
And when you get to that point, the relationship is gonna have a way higher chance of thriving. But if you're trying to base your relationship off somebody else's shit, good luck. Just leave that there. All right, man. Last one of the day. Damn. Anonymous. Sorry, God Smooth. Damn. Say my man and I listen to this show.
Well, we're going to hurry up and get you through this thing.
All right.
Because I got to go get my time anyway.
All right, man. Last one. She say, what advice would y'all give women that have a higher sex drive than a man in a monogamous relationship? I currently struggle with this in my relationship. We both work 40 to 50 hours a week, but even with the stress of working and keeping up with the day-to-day of life, I still have a high sex drive that my man can't keep up with. I find myself trying to seduce him more than him coming on to me and even asking for sex. The rejection makes me feel unwanted and desperate, ultimately not wanting him at all. Also, hopefully this doesn't come up, but no, he isn't cheating on me. I'll be going through his shit to make sure. And isn't possibly bisexual or gay. So the question is, how do you handle, as a woman, having a higher sex drive than your man?
Let me give you a little bit of game. Your man may be somebody that just need to, like, if you want to just be nasty with him, be nasty with him all day. Be nasty with him all day. While he at work, goddamn, send him a picture. Goddamn, me, while he at work, shit, tell him you want to suck that dick off when y'all get home. like but for real.
She want him to do it, though.
You understand me?
What he's saying is that, like, once you make it regular for him, then he gonna take more initiative.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
He probably feel a little awkward because of how they, you know what I mean? So,
and they busy, so obviously, like, I can guarantee in their situation, they only like being intimate in the bedroom type shit.
Right.
It ain't out. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't to where, like, damn, I just want to get to my woman real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Or damn, I want to get to my man. When you start initiating them type of things, bro, I guarantee you going to come around.
I agree.
You understand me? I guarantee he going to say some nasty shit to you, too. You understand me? Probably send you that pickle in that DM. You know what that mean? You understand me? Like you gotta arouse that shit in a certain way. You understand me? Man. And with once you start doing that and you get comfortable with that, all that going through his phone shit, that shit gonna cease because you don't know where his mind at. His mind is on you. His mind. All right, look, when I get out of work, I can't stay over the day, boss. I got something to handle.
I'm gonna tell you, stop that shit right now. Going through that nigga phone. Chill.
Yeah, stop that, baby. Chill. Stop with that. That's some kid shit, bro. Yeah,
chill, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything bro said. I think, you know, certain people just, you know, again, a lot of men, man, we a look and we ready. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But some men need intimacy as well. Yeah. Same way y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
Cause just like you say, you got a high sex drive, it's a lot of women who don't. It's a lot of women who they man hot sex drive is 10 times higher than theirs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they talking about, well, I need the foreplay from in the morning all the way to the day and all, you know what I'm saying, all the way to the night and shit like that. And a lot of people just not wired that way, like, because they don't need that, right? Uh-huh. I don't need all day foreplay. Just let me know, and I'm ready.
That got other shit I'm thinking about, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because so, I'm ready right now.
Right now. Right? So, you know what I'm saying? Again, like, you gotta understand the type of partner that you got, and then looking at mirror and have an honest conversation, ask yourself, like, am I willing to make adjustments to make this thing work? Or is this shit important enough for me to go find somebody that has a high sex drive as mine?
Yeah. But right. Is it that important? Yeah.
Is it that important? But I think you should exhaust all possibilities to make this situation work.
Yeah.
If he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to fumble your 80% and then go out there and get a nigga willing to give 40. But he got great sex.
That's real talk.
And it's stuff like that, too, like, because, you know, women, how the study is, a lot of women don't be having orgasms and things like that. Like, this is kind of where it would kind of lean a little bit into y'all. Mm-hmm. You may need to do a little more extra sometimes. Yeah. Like, that's just what it is. He may not be that dude. I mean, you've been with him for a minute, so obviously he's never been that way. So, you one, got to just accept it, or if you want a little bit more, pull a little bit more out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended. So.
Yeah, like you and the subtle things you can do. when you first start getting into it, just hit them with that text. Hey, baby, look, they've been stressing me out at work today. Look, I just need that dick when I get home. Like, shit like that. Mm-hmm. To initiate you first starting to talk about it. Because you don't want to just come off the whim and just say, hey, I want you to choke me out with that dick. You don't want to do all that. Right. You're going to think you weird and what the fuck going on. You
understand me? Anything. Get dressed up.
You ease it in. And then once y'all get comfortable with talking like that to each other throughout the day, not just in the room or in the house, but throughout the day, shit, it's going that sex gonna turn up. Yeah, mm-hmm. And make sure when you getting it though, you from the ceiling with it. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Because you doing all that and you dead in bed. Come on, man. What are you getting aroused for?
That's the thing.
You understand me? You talking about you got a high sex drive? You need to be from the ceiling with it.
Go to the sex store.
Need to be doing some freaky shit. All that. Yeah, that's the skill. That's all I'm saying.
It didn't quite equal up.
That's all I'm saying. So if your drive dead eye, your skill need to be right on par.
It's real rough.
And if it ain't, then you know where your problem at. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look,
Teach them how you want to be pleased, man.
I agree. Yeah, prayers to all parties involved, man. We hope y'all get that situated. It's like we were saying early in the pod, man. A lot of times it's a 5-10 minute conversation, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get y'all where y'all need to be. But I was reading a study. They said a lot of people in relationships don't even talk about sex like that. Like it's kind of like a taboo thing until it's time to do it. They said like most couples are not comfortable talking to each other about sex and talking to each other sexually.
Listen, I like when you lick it around the rim. I like when you double pump. All that.
Hey, all right, this is gonna be on YouTube.
All that.
The shit out.
What you gonna do to me when I get home?
You know,
I'll be home at 4:33.
Right.
I don't care if I get pulled. 4:33.
I'm going to high speed. I ain't getting pulled up.
That means canceled.
Had a cop pull up next to me while I'm speeding. Hey man, look, hey, give me the ticket at my house.
Right.
I'm 5 minutes away.
You left the ticket in my mailbox. But yeah, man, prayers to all parties involved, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in with us, man. Salute to the Patreon.
Salute to y'all. Salute to
Crusader Nation. Y'all know what time it is,
God
man.
Goddamn me.
Salute to B-Box.
Goddamn me.
Speaking of B-Box, we got another announcement, man. We got another giveaway coming. We told y'all, man.
We giving away the goddamn stacks on top of stacks.
Hey.
Who else doing it like this?
That's real.
Come to death row.
Man. But yeah, so you know this new giveaway should be published, I think, by the time this drops. So yeah, matter of fact, we could just come up with our goddamn secret word for it right now. What y'all want to use?
Crusaders, man. Fuck, we going with the team.
Let's get it.
That's it. Crusaders is it. The secret word. That's going to be one of the tasks. Y'all know how the process go by now, baby. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Mo. Mo posted a Cash App, all type of shit. Let y'all know it's for real.
For real.
So she got 2,500. You know what I'm saying?
Mo lucky she ain't in the same city as me.
Had to go see by.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to ask for 10%.
Yeah, right? Damn it. You been in one of the money, lost the money all in the same month.
The same motherfucking week. That's crazy. But yeah, so this is going to be, you know, a situation, man. I ain't going to get too many details, but just know it's coming. Y'all know the process to get it. And the cheat word, the secret word, is Crusaders.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, again, once we go public with it and we get done creating it in full, then we're going to announce what all it comes with and all that other stuff. But just know it's going to be very useful.
Mm-hmm. Very useful.
Me and
some more money, of course.
Of course. Of course. Mm, so salute to B-Box, man, for making all this possible, man. And, you know, again, salute to, you know, the Crusader Nation, man. Y'all know how we give it up. Y'all got anything else before we get up out of here?
I ain't got nothing.
You mean we
got? Oh, I got puppies for sale. Puppies for sale. 4 females, 2 boys. Get at me.
DM. Tap in with them.
We got something really special coming for y'all in a little bit.
Really special. We can't talk about it right now.
Yeah.
It's in the works.
It's going to take a little time, but we're going to bless y'all, and we just hope that y'all bless us in the process.
Yeah.
For sure. On that note, man, we're going to get on up out of here, man, with a record. I had to go to a throwback on this one. We're going to go Sonder and Georgia Smith, Nobody But You.
Mm.
We up out of here, man. Love.
I've heard it all. conversations got me feeling I'm the fool. Like I should've listened when they said that you would treat me like he did. Said I did it all. Situation makes me feel I'm not a man at all. Swore I'd be there, swore that I'd catch you fall. I guess I couldn't handle it, no. And I know you're probably thinking I ain't worth shit, but I never want anyone to bring you any harm. Take it all back just to have you in my arms. And I know for a fact who we were into, we are. Run your life. I never wrong you twice. I wanna make things right. And maybe you'll take me. Hope you don't hate me.
Don't want to fight anymore. Daytime's as silent as hell. I wish that I could know all that you said. If you can't find the time or space, then I don't have the words to say. I wonder, is the only peace we'll find gonna be when you tell me goodbye?
And I know you're probably thinking I ain't worth shit, but I never want anyone to bring you any harm. And I take it all back just to have you in my arms. I know for a fact who we were into, we are.